Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tukou māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, i runga i te waia kōrero, ai ko Tārei Patu Wairua, ki te kōrero e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa te Tai Tokerau Rugby League. Ai, nā te mea ko haka tārewa i tēnei wā, engari, hiahia na mātou te hakorongo ki wētahi o ngā hakaritenga. Nō reira, me tāri ake tātou ki aia a tēnā koe e Tārei.
Ngā mahi kia koe, Joel, me koutou ngā haue whāo Tai Tokerau, e mihi ana kia koutou i tēnei rā. Tai Tokerau, Rugby League, been a pretty arduous last two or three weeks, and we're just trying to just move forward and progress under the current situation with the lockdown. So yeah, it's been a journey, that's for sure.
It has been a hard year, and also we were supposed to have the finals for the Premiers and the Champions last Saturday. However, due to the movement back up to alert level 3 for Te Tai Tokerau, it was required for us to put it aside for a little while. But we also seen that yourself and Connor O'Sullivan were on breakfast this morning. What was the basis of that kōrero?
We were contacted by TV1 breakfast show, and it's all about looking at celebrating things up here in Tai Tokerau. I know it's been some pretty dismal last couple of weeks, and having to go into lockdown 3, it impacted on us with our grand final. We're all ready to go. Teams are ready to get onto the field on the Saturday, then bang, Friday, lockdown 3. So that really impacted on us. And we've got on our Facebook page, we've actually got a competition going amongst our Tai Tokerau Rugby clubs, and the competition is about encouraging clubs to promote haka from within their region. And Connor, he done a great job this morning just talking about the Waitapu Kauri Bombers and him highlighting or in their haka or significant places from within Waitapu Kauri, the Rangi Harbour, Ngāi Takapua, all the places that have manatino significance to Waitapu Kauri. And the other clubs have done that as well, the Whangaro Marlins, and their acknowledgement of their relationship with their landscape. So, yeah, that's been pretty cool. And that competition is based on likes, not so much on the quality of the haka or the finer details as you see in the haka taitai, but based on families from all over the motu, from all over the planet, jumping onto the Facebook page that we have with Tai Tokerau Rugby League and liking the haka.
It's not like we have any Matatini regional judges to be able to say how good it was, eh? It's just more about our whānau involvement. And we have spoken about this throughout the year, Tārei, where we have had some incidents and take that we've had to highlight the significance of whanaungatanga and also the Māori culture within Te Tai Tokerau Rugby League. And we're seeing that the TRL has been more than simply a rugby league competition, but more of a movement of bringing back our communities of Te Tai Tokerau again.
Yeah. No, I think for me, that's been a focus point. Our clubs are more than just clubs. They're places, they're hubs for the community, and we've always promoted community as opposed to just the club and what works best in those communities. The haka, when we mooted the idea originally, it was about getting our clubs engaged and getting our people from those areas to look at creating or composing a haka relevant to those spaces. Because when we look over right across the whole Tai Tokerau Rugby League competition, now we've spread right down through the Whanganui. We've got two teams that participate in our competition, and they come north to play every weekend. That's a lot of dedication for the Hikurangi Stags and the Otangarei Knights. Their home fields and the home fields in Moirua, as opposed to Whangarei. And then we stretch right up to Aupōuri. So we've got a large area, 12 clubs. We're the equivalent of the Auckland competition in terms of the premiership grade. So, we're equal with Auckland Rugby League. And we do this independently. What we've done is we've been able to create our own financial independence so that we can make our own decisions on how we move forward and what we do to move forward. And I think the highlight for me every year is I look forward to grand finals. after grand finals, I really look forward to taking a team down to the Māori so that they can pick some peace against all our other whanaunga from around the motu and those professional players that come back from Australia to play for their different whānau.
Ka pai, well, you did mention the long weekend, and I was thinking about that as you were talking about the Māoris, and how has the involvement of Te Tai Tukuru been in the last couple of years in that competition?
Oh, it's been awesome. You know, when we first started way back many, many years ago, it was a struggle. It was a real struggle because New Zealand Rugby League, Northland Rugby League, they alienated themselves from us in terms of helping us financially. And that's probably the worst thing you can do for our whānau affair, because as soon as you say, you know, if we're thrown the challenges, our people up here, we embrace it. And from that time, we've just grown exponentially. And during that passage of time, New Zealand Māori Rugby League have been the organisation that have really stood by us and supported us. So, you know, we affiliated ourselves to New Zealand Māori Rugby League. And we make it one of those things that we have to go along to the tournaments every year. And it's been pretty awesome. Our teams over the years, we've competed. This year, I was really looking forward to it because there's we had 12 teams to choose from. And some, you know, some of the positions, you know, you had three or four positions in a team that were contested by 10 or more players. So we would have had a really competitive team this year.
Ka pai, and yes, our competition of the TRL has expanded, and back on the TRL, we have seen the impact of COVID and the lockdowns that it has had on the competition itself. But what are some of the things that have broadened the awareness of the health and safety within the competition of TRL throughout the year, and also the most recent lockdown with the positive case in Whangarei?
I think really I'm just going to put this plug in for Ngati Hine Health Trust, because they were one of the major sponsors that we had lined up for the grand final. And in doing so, they actually had a tent there set up for testing and taking people in for vaccinations. So it was pretty cool how they were able to jump on board, and we were able to jump on board with them at an event like the grand final. And just, you know, the amount of foot traffic that were coming through that day, you know, all managed. We had a strategy in place that we could manage our crowd. But it's just a great opportunity to show some sort of commitment towards getting out of lockdown. And, you know, that seems to be the pathway for people to get out of lockdown. Unfortunately, you can't really plan too far ahead for tournaments, for big events like our grand final. I think that having vaccinations or getting yourself tested is the way forward. I think it's just going to be part and parcel of how rugby league clubs or any sport clubs are going to move forward nowadays.
Absolutely, and with any events that have been organised so far, but if you are aware of, now you did say we can't plan too far ahead, but the reality is that we are halfway through October now, and we're just about at the end of the year. What is the reality that we can actually see a grand final happen before the end of 2021?
Well, just to make yourself and everyone else aware, if we're not in lockdown 2 by Monday, you know, we need to be make sure that we're in lockdown 2 or level 2, sorry, so that we can plan. It gives everyone a week to really get themselves ready for grand finals. It gives the teams the opportunity to start, you know, to re-engage with their training and lift the levels that they need to. We've had our Pāwhiringa whānau withdraw because of their concerns of the COVID impact up here in the Paitukura, so they've withdrawn. So if it's level 2, we will move forward with two teams playing grand finals, and that would be the Tangere Knights and the Waipapakaiti Bombers. But if we're still in level 3 come Monday, well, it's a change. Yeah, that'll probably be the end of the season for Taitokoro Rangiri.
As always, appreciate you taking the time out of your day to have a kōrero with us and sharing the details of such an awesome kaupapa Te Taitokoro Rugby League and massive mahi that ones like yourself, Papa Hone Harawira, Dave Bristow, and everybody else that contributes to ensure that we have a kaupapa, a competition, and a movement like Te Tai Tukere Rugby League. Nō reira, nei rātumi atu ki a koe e tāri.
Kia ora, John. Ngā mihi.
Ai, ko tārei patu wairua tērā, koe ara tētahi o ngā kaimahi, hei haka hautū tēnei kōpapa o te Tai Tokerau Rugby League. Koe ara ngā kore mo tēnei wā, ko te mea matua mō rātou i tēnei wā, ko te haumari o mātou whānau, o mātou hapu, o mātou iwi o te Tai Tokerau. Koe ara te mea haka hirahira, te mea haka harara i tēnei wā. No reire, te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikua te ika. Iwa tukau mawhitu, ira tahi te iarere.